Wednesday, February 7th. President went out to see Senator Stennis this morning unannounced and without any advance notice. He had checked at midnight last night after the Hussein dinner and discovered that he had gotten better, and so he went out to see him. Told me later that it now looks as if he may live, and if there's a better than 50% chance that he will live, we'll go ahead with the California trip. Otherwise, the president will go to Florida because he will attend the funeral and doesn't want to have to come back for it. He had Ehrlichman in this morning with me for quite a long meeting, got into the question of international monetary problems, said that we should not get so excited about devaluing the dollar. He okayed the cable to Tanaka regarding the dollar versus the yen question, said that what we've got to do is work on the fundamental causes on this thing, the things that don't go away, rather than the surface things that do. The key is to show that we're tough in order to protect jobs. The trap is that we are always supposed to be responsible, but the Japanese and so on don't have to be. He told John we definitely would not have Schultz come out to California, that if we do devalue the dollar, we'll just make an announcement, Schultz can just make an announcement from Washington, that we can't let Schultz consume us with Treasury problems, that that is becoming too much of an issue. He also told Ehrlichman he's got to get the monkey off the president's back regarding the USDA looking at IRS returns of farmers. The president did not order it, and it was a routine thing, and that word's got to be put out. Covered some appointment questions. John said we now have an IRS candidate and that Ruckelshaus tops the list on the FBI. The president okayed the patent court for Jack Miller as a way to get him out of the way. And discussed some agenda for the cabinet meeting, the question of social lists and cutting off all administration and White House personnel except for a couple of stars at each meeting, then fill it with congressmen, congressional AAs, and that sort of thing to keep the congressional types stirred up. I had done the chowder and marching breakfast this morning and had reported to the president on that and the fact that one of the things the congressmen really seem to be after is some social recognition that will give their wives a chance to get in on things, which seems to be very important to them. Ziegler then came in while Ehrlichman was still there to get some guidance on the briefing on the principal question of the Irvin investigation and how to approach that, saying that we welcome a nonpartisan investigation. The president had some broader ideas on it, but cut back on them, fortunately. On the Watergate question overall, Ron is still to make the point that we have nothing to add to what's already been said. And on the question of executive privilege, that he will stand by the detailed statement on the subject the president will be putting out a little later, as he had promised. Got into a whole series of miscellaneous problems. He needs still pushing for a manager for the entertainment at the White House, says that Garment keeps coming up with Lionel Hampton and we can't do that. Wants to try moving Pam Powell into the Ann Armstrong deal so that we have her in the White House. Says Colson says there's a problem between Ehrlichman and Brennan, that Schultz doesn't agree with Ehrlichman and his problems, that he's getting along fine. That we've got to overrule Ehrlichman and Malik, play Brennan's game. He's indispensable and we've got to pay the price for him. Why not put Rogers over there as undersecretary? He can handle it. He has a line into the White House. He knows Brennan and can control him and has his own interests, so we'll be our man. The president wants to get the best polls we can on spending with loaded questions using Gallup, Harris, and Sindlinger, and then makes the point that we need a PR operation on the budget and the spending issue with polls to congressmen, the Harlow plan on using organizations out around the country, mobilize the organizations to use their mailing lists and so on, go all out getting members to write Congress, etc. He wants an order to all speakers at all times saying that Congress hears from the special interest, let them hear from the general interest, ask people to write their congressmen and senators, not the president, if they want to keep taxes down. We should do the same thing as a follow-up on the vetoes. Also wants to get going on his letter program to the 100 key people with a Buchanan draft of a letter asking them to support the president on cutting prices. Don't leave this to the domestic council. also concerned not to let the peace issue drop. We've got to keep brokering it, get resolutions of gratitude, etc. Keep the PR people thinking about the idea of thanks to the president for his leadership for peace. That is the end of February 7th.